fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 18th of April. Prep tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to learn how to use a topographical map and compass and learn cross-country navigation. I would say it's a pretty fair statement that less than 5% of you have those skills. They would be great skills, possibly life-saving skills, and can be a lot of fun also. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve is the proprietor, the owner of the company Gold Wealth Financial. The website's Gold Wealth Financial. There's a link right there on my homepage at thelibertyman.com. We'll be talking about the economy, both our economy and the international economy, talking about wealth preservation, talking about how you can make sure that you and your family are going to be safe regardless of what's coming at us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Really good. Steve, there's an article here I'm reading. It says that the Standard & Poor's 500 didn't take off like it was expected to because of the threat of creeping socialism affecting today's market, especially anything and everything to do with health care, with every Democratic candidate for president screaming about Medicare for all. And it's apparently terribly hurt all markets related to healthcare, hasn't it?
Sure has.
Well, I don't believe any of these people are going to be elected, but the market is fickle, and the market is emotional, and people make decisions based on emotion, don't they, sir?
Unfortunately, they do.
Unfortunately. Well, I think that, quite frankly, the more I learn about the stock market, the more I think it's, and I've thought this for years, quite frankly, it's basically a legalized casino in every little community in the United States that has a stock brokerage office open for business. I know that even relatively small communities, just a few thousand people, you'll find a stock brokerage firm with a brick-and-mortar office, won't you, sir?
Well, you sure will, and each one of them has a individual agenda they're trying to push.
Right. Well, we've said this before, but one of the first things people are taught when they go into that career path of being a stockbroker They're told, don't do this yourself, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are.
<That's>, I can't imagine somebody trained to sell Chevrolet pickup trucks being told not to buy a Chevrolet pickup truck, can you?
Right. The old do as I say, not as I do.
But that's reality. Well, a lot of speculation about what the economy is going to do. We've had a bull market now, unprecedented bull market. And these bull markets always end with a recession, don't they?
Well, of course. Everything is cyclical. It's, you know, these markets always go up, and then there's a time for correction. It's real estate does it. The stock markets do it. Gold and silver does it. Everything has its time in the market.
That's right. Well, and to a certain extent, the price of these metals are somewhat driven by emotion. There's a lot of speculation about what's driving what. We have some pretty big players, including entire countries, the country of Russia and China and India, for example, are all involved in buying these metals, aren't they?
Well, they sure are. Everybody is, you know, except for us, everybody has a gold standard or bases their country's currency system on gold and oil and everything else, but, you know, we do not. And, you know, I think Trump's trying to change that by his appointment of Herman Cain and Mr. Moore, you know, and they're trying everything they can right now to get Herman Cain to step down and withdraw his consideration for Fed board. But he just came out this morning and last night and said that he will not withdraw from Fed consideration. And you know, they're questioning Mr. Moore on CNN the other day was hilarious. They had him on and they said, you know, why would we ever let you be on the board for the Fed when all you think about is gold? And he goes, no, I don't. I don't think about it at all. And they show three video clips of him saying, you know, how we should go to a gold standard. Gold would, you know, restore faith in the currency system and fix everything we have. And then he goes, well, because what I meant to say was, you know, gold and oil. You know, he believes in different commodities backing our dollar. And, you know, that's the truth of the system is our dollar is not going to survive unless we adopt the same theories that other countries are already doing.
Absolutely. Well, it needs to happen. Donald Trump's, I think, approaching this in a structured, reasonable manner to deal with the Federal Reserve, which has never had an independent outside audit in the slightly more than 100 years. I think it's 1912, so we're looking at about 107 years now that it's been in existence. I don't believe that's acceptable, but that's the way it is. No independent outside audit of the Fed since it's been created, has there?
No, and it seems a little bit fishy to me that somebody with so much of an impact on our currency system and what happens with our dollar doesn't get audited or double-checked by anyone.
Well, here's what they do.
There's a problem.
They tell the Congressional Budget Office that would normally be doing, not the Congressional, but the General Accounting Office, that we're not, we take no government money, so you have no authority to do an audit. We're not a government agency. And they tell the IRS, well, you can't audit us because we have a federal charter. So, very clever, very clever. And I've sat across a conference table from several dozen men and women with 7 years education past high school. These are attorneys, 7 years education past high school, lawyers practicing law that have a law degree. And even they don't know that the Federal Reserve is a private agency. They all think it's part of the federal government. So that tells me that almost no Americans know that the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. Almost no Americans know that, do they?
No, well, same with the IRS. The IRS is a independent collection company.
Well, my understanding is they're part of the U.S. Treasury. Maybe I'm wrong, but
they have a contract. From what I understand, they are contracted to do what they do. They are not a department of the government.
Well, I'll have to look into that a little bit deeper, because quite frankly, I have not, Steve. But this recession is inevitable, and a great way to protect yourself from the coming recession, which is inevitable, is to have physical gold and physical silver, isn't it?
It is.
And the way to do that, in my opinion, is contact Steve, contact his people at Gold Wealth Financial down there in Arizona. There's a link right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Got their logo there. You click on it, and here we go. Here's his telephone number. A lot of my listeners don't have internet access. The telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. A small company. Now, there's companies promoting gold and silver on the TV that are really large. You'll just be another number, another file folder, and another file cabinet that hardly anybody knows about. When you deal with Steve Hunt and his people, you'll be dealing with a small company that takes in every customer and treats them and gives them very personal, private attention. Right, Steve?
Correct. You know, what we do here is quite a bit different than what you see on those TV commercials, you know, and a lot of people see those shows at night where they're screaming, you know, Men's State 69 Eagles, and, you know, a lot of that stuff is, you got to be very, very careful with what you're buying. Just because they're on TV and they're shouting at you about a high-graded coin, it doesn't mean that it's a good investment. I mean, a lot of those graded bullion coins are the worst thing you can get into. You can't take a bullion coin and make it rare. So be very careful with what you do with what you see on TV. I mean, there's a reason why, number one, they have the amount of money they have to be running commercials on TV. Keep that into your mind. But, you know, what
once
we do
again,
here...
Once again, people don't know the difference between a bullion coin and a coin issued by a government mint, do they?
They don't. You know, and that's the problem is, you know, trying to get second and third opinions on everything. I mean, even if you already have metal now, you know, give me a call and let me know what you have. I'll tell you if it's good or if it's bad or if you got taken advantage of. And there are ways, just because you might not have got the right thing before, that we can help you out and get you into something that is more beneficial for you or something that is, you know, the original intent of why you got into metal. I mean, a lot of people will, you might have bought an Eagle, which is great. You know, American Eagles are a great coin to buy, but did you buy a graded Eagle? Because if you did, you paid too much. And that's what a lot of these companies are now pushing is graded bullion. And if you read the code, you know, of the IRS, you know, of what they count as a collectible coin and what's not, you can't take a modern-day coin and make it collectible. So when you pay three times the price of a bullion coin, you didn't benefit yourself whatsoever. You're not making it
right,
rare.
Right.
So well, everybody has to be very careful.
Right. Exactly. And this is why you should get the free rookie mistakes guide that's offered at your website. If you have internet access, you can print it out. If you don't, you can give Steve a call, and he will mail one to you at 480-440-7100. If you're anywhere near his office in Cave Creek, Arizona, just call him up, make an appointment, stop on by at 6702 East Cave Creek Road, Suite Number 1. Cave Creek, Arizona, 85331. And you'll have a hot cup of coffee and have a smile on your face when they walk in the door, won't you, Steve?
You sure have plenty of coffee and lots of smiles for you.
Well, doing business like that is the way I prefer to do business, face-to-face, over a cup of coffee, get to know somebody, find out, have the people I'm dealing with, find out what my individual needs are. Not what the sale of the day is, but what my needs are and how my needs can be met, as opposed to a one-size-fits-all, this is the sale of the day, here it is, take it or leave it. Right, Steve?
Exactly right. You know, don't buy something that a company is pushing because, like I said before, it helps their agenda. You know, make sure it's because it's your wants and needs are being met. You know, if you're buying it for a specific reason, whether it's to pass down your wealth to your kids or your grandkids, or because you're trying to get off the radar or you want something to barter with, you know, make sure that you're getting it for those specific reasons. And, you know, even if you're buying from somebody other than me, I'm not going to, you know, tell you, don't call me. Give me a call and I'll tell you whether or not you're being taken advantage of. If you want to buy from someone local, you know, that you know, call me. I'll give you a second opinion and I'll help guide you down the path. So when you walk in the door, at least you're asking for the right questions.
Well, Laura, I met almost half a century ago, He says, John, I don't need to know the answers. I just need to know the right questions. And and knowing the right questions is key to this, isn't it?
It very much is. I mean, if you go in there and you ask the right questions, you're going to get all the answers you need to make a proper decision. But if you don't know, I mean, then someone's going to affect your decision by giving you too much of their input.
That's right. Well, part of this, and it's news to me as of about 2 months ago, you can incorporate physical gold and physical silver into an IRA. How does that work, Steve?
You know, that's probably our biggest side of the business right now is everybody's trying to convert old 401ks or IRAs, 403bs. You know, everyone's rolling them over now. You can buy physical gold and silver. You have two different choices. One is we store it for you, you know, one of the major depositories. But the most popular one right now is the LLC checkbook control IRAs, where people are taking possession of the metal or sending it straight to your doorstep, and you know, you store it wherever you wish or do with it what you will. But, you know, getting metal into your hand and still being tax deferred and it's still in an IRA, and when you start taking your distributions, you're paying yourself in kind and physical metal. You can't really ask for a better situation than take a distributions in kind of gold and silver.
That's right. Well, here, scrolling across the top of your home page, we've got gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, and the current prices and whether they're slightly up or slightly down. Typically, these things move up and down every few minutes, a fraction of a percentage, right? Less than 1%.
Oh, yeah. They're constantly moving. And, you know, when there's days where there's big news that comes out about the economy, you'll see dramatic swings throughout the day. You know, things even like today where this whole report's being released, you know, some people take that as, we'll take that as a negative on the economy. It's just every little thing affects the economy now. So you just have to watch out for what's going on.
Right, right. Well, this is something that is stable. It has stood the test of time, literally. Gold and silver are mentioned in the Bible multiple times, sometimes in a positive light, sometimes in a not-so-positive light. But we have a 5,000-year track record of gold and silver being used as a storage of wealth, don't we, Steve?
As far back as our books can go, I mean, you know, gold has always been a indicator of wealth. And it's always been something that has been there to show that, you know, you are more wealthy depending on how much gold you have. So, you know, it's not something that's ever gone away. You can't destroy it. You can't melt it down and make it disappear. It stays there with you forever.
That's right. That's right. Well, getting started, here's the starting point. Get your rookie mistakes guide from Steve. He has a free download there at the website, or give him a call. He'll drop one in the mail to you. That's how you get started, by educating yourself. And you've got a blog there at your website also. The most recent one was published, a couple of articles, March 29th, it looks like, talking about the Basel III and the effect it's going to have the banking industry. It's only been a few weeks since that's kicked in, so it's really premature to know what the full effects are going to be, isn't it?
Well, correct. You know, and still the same information that I had before is still going on, where people are talking about, you know, you're not going to see the effects of this for at least a month, because these banks are ordering from these massive mints, and until that metal comes through, you know, through the system, it's not going to show the increase in the prices. So, you know, for right now, you're not going to see it, but I bet you mid-time next month, you're going to see a pretty good difference in prices.
Which means right now would be a buying opportunity as opposed to 3 to 4 weeks from now.
I believe so. I think right now is a great opportunity, especially if you're looking into, you know, gold and silver. Silver at $15 to me is just mind-boggling.
It is. I never thought I'd see it that cheap again. It's artificially low myself. Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Here's a little song. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuation in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at GoldWealthFinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop it a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at GoldWealthFinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 18th of April. We're revising my page on the upcoming Caribbean cruise. It turns out the email address for Betsy was incorrect. I apologize for that. Just caught that this morning. But if you're interested in a cruise, you single ladies, there are going to be some opportunities for you to double up with other single ladies. Just give Betsy a call at 636-530-9502. Steve, I'm a big fan of Morgan Silver Dollars, and that's something that you can provide for people, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's actually funny you say that. I have a substantial collection of Morgan Dollars myself, and I think Morgan Dollars are probably one of the best things that anybody can invest in. It's especially at this price point, they're very, very cheap.
What would a typical, no big deal, average Morgan Silver Dollar go for these days right now? Today,
right at $22.
Oh, that's man! It wasn't so long ago that would have been $45, right?
Well, you know, back when silver was at $49, you couldn't pick up a Morgan Dollar for under $75.
Really?
I mean, it's the value for those were going through the roof. You know, the funny thing is that people don't realize is the Morgan dollars are actually private when you cash out. So it's one of those rare little metals that it works two different ways, as an investment and for privacy. But the Morgan dollars, you know, especially like the Carson City, if you're lucky enough to get Carson City Morgan dollars, those are really special.
Right. Well, I could walk into an establishment in Thailand or Cambodia or Ecuador and lay Morgan dollars on the counter, and the proprietor would know what he's looking at, wouldn't he?
Of course, it has to be the most recognized coin the United States has ever had. I mean, it's been around, you know, since the late 1800s, and everybody has looked at one at one point in time in their life, so you have to know what a Morgan dollar is.
Absolutely. So it's portable, it's private, it's a storage of value. You can put it in a drawer and pick it up 100 years from now and still have value stored up there, can't you?
You know, I think it's going to be one of those coins that later down the road, it's going to be worth a lot more than you think, just because there's only a finite number of those things that are available anymore. And, you know, every year some get destroyed by fire or they get lost, you know, in passing or whatever the case is. But those are coins that I've done some research on that I think it wouldn't take much for the value of those coins, especially in a market where silver goes to $100 or $200 like people are talking about. You could see those coins really skyrocket above $500 a coin.
Well, that would be phenomenal and be quite a legacy to leave for children and grandchildren too, wouldn't it?
Well, it would, especially because it's private. I mean, that's, you know, ultimately, isn't that what we're trying to do, is set up our kids in a position where, you know, they're set up and they don't have to worry about things down the road, and making it private so they don't have to worry about the back end of everything makes it even better for them. So.
Absolutely. Well, most people most of the time want to do anything they can within reason to help their children and grandchildren. That's just human nature, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yep.
Even if it means missing a cruise.
Yep. And I understand you are going to be in a family way yourself, you and your wife, here in a few months, aren't you?
Yeah, that's where we're still trying to debate whether I can make this cruise or not. I'm debating it with my pregnant wife, who... we're expecting our fourth child here in a few months, and I've got one kid going to college at Nebraska this summer, and a new one on the way. So,
well,
I wasn't busy enough. I had a few free days, so we might as well add another kid.
Well, look at the bright side: your youngest child and your first grandchild can have playtime together.
Yeah, you sure can.
Well, there'll be other cruises, Steve, and so I wouldn't be too concerned about this one in October. There's going to be other opportunities, and if you can come, you'll be more than welcome, and if not, there'll be other opportunities. Well, ladies and gentlemen, contact Steve Hunt. Seriously, if you want to learn about these matters, download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, give Steve a call. He'll drop one in the mail to you. Or if you're a reasonable drive from this place here in Cave Creek, Arizona, just stop on by and have a cup of coffee and get them and meet them and chat about what your needs are and develop a customized plan to meet your needs. That's what you do, isn't it, Steve?
We sure do. We've already had a few people from your show that have stopped by and said hi, and a few people that we've talked to that actually know who you are, that, you know, they listen to on a regular basis, and they contacted me and not realizing I was the person that was on the show. So you have a very large audience.
It's an international audience. I'm at a point now where I can walk into a supermarket in Texas, California, New York, or Florida and have a small chance I'll be recognized. So
I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't want to be caught up by the music, Steve. I want to thank you for being with us. Look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
As always, sir. Take care.
Okay. Todd, we have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we're back with Jared Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 18th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy that a friend of mine, I met him working a homicide case. He's a former counterintelligence agent with the U.S. military, and he's now retired, and one of the things he does every day is put together what we call open source intelligence. It's a compendium of dozens of articles that will give you an idea of what's going on all over the planet. I just clicked on it. This current one was posted day before yesterday, April the 16th. So here's some of the headlines here. Here's three articles concerning the economy. And then we go to Americans' current threat level, high. And some things, about 8 or 10 articles about that. Some things about the Quran. Then we go to Israel, Judea, Samaria, some articles there. Then we go to New Zealand, Australia, Africa, threat levels, Europe and Arabia. Let's see, scrolling on down, the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, a number of articles. then we got the Balkans, Serbia, Kosovo, Albania, Montenegro, Romania, so forth. Three articles there. Azerbaijan, Georgia. Two articles. Scandinavia, Ireland, United Kingdom, one article. And so on and on and on. Just articles after articles after articles. I think the total count is going to be several dozen articles between all these. And it's a great way to get updated on the things that you're interested in on the international scene. And it's something that's posted. We try to get a new one up every day. We don't always do it. A lot of things going on. Also, at my website, of course, you'll find the notice for the cruise. I apologize. Ben, who did the posting of this notice, my cruise page, for his wife, Betsy, he did get the email. He did not get her email address correct. That'll be corrected by the end of the day today. It's become a high priority. Betsy's been contacted by several single women who want to go but want to share a cabin. So if you're a single woman and you'd like to go on this cruise, contact Betsy, and she'll take your name and your number, your contact information, and she will coordinate getting a cabin mate for you, another woman who wants to go on a cruise also. And Betsy's telephone number is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. If you want to contact her by email, just send me an email and I will forward it to her. We'll have the correct email address posted, like I say, before tomorrow morning. It's become a very high priority, and I apologize for that. That was an unacceptable oversight. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale, marvelous healing devices. That's what the energy cleaners are, marvelous healing devices. You want to sleep as good as you did when you were a young man or a young woman? Well, you need an energy cleaner. You really do. Arthritis pain, back pain, joint pain, you need an energy cleaner. Only $285, shipping included. I've got everything in stock, ready to go. So just give me a call, and or I should say call my toll-free order line at 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543 to order the energy cleaner. And the mattress pad that goes with it. Keep in mind, I have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. So that's it. Don't procrastinate. Get yourself an energy cleaner. Well, the press conference for the Attorney General has come and gone. And now the headline at Drudge is battle over edits. And in red letters above here, it says, Mueller finds 10 obstruction cases that Barr says aren't crimes. So mainstream media will be drumming up hysteria that has no basis in reality. The various congressional Democrats will be drumming up hysteria, which has no basis in reality. And we're going to have to deal with this. We will. We'll have to deal with this. Not you and I personally, but we'll have to sit and watch this thing as it goes down over the next few weeks and months. The Democrats haven't figured this out yet, that as we say out in the Ozark, that dog doesn't hunt. That dog doesn't hunt. It's a big zero. They're wasting their time attempting to appeal to their base unsuccessfully. NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN are all dramatically losing their viewers. Dramatically losing their viewers. And that's what's going on, and it should go on. In the meantime, Fox News is having a dramatic increase in their viewers. And that's what should be happening also. So President Trump has declared it game over. It's over. Now we got the leader of the House and the Senate calling on a special counsel to testify. Well, that's going to be a big zero also. They're still trying to keep this issue alive. It's dead. instead. Now, behind the scenes, I know what's going on. And if you're paying attention, you know also the Attorney General has told his people to look into what really happened. How did this thing ever get started in the first place? It began with this report generated by a spy and lies to, from FBI FBI agents to the FISA court to get authority to conduct surveillance on Donald Trump. It began with lies. It began with subterfuge. And people need to be held accountable. That's what's coming. And what I hope is also coming is a correct investigation into Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and all the illegal activity of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And there's lots of the Clinton Foundation is where the bodies are buried, quite frankly. And everybody's looking, and who's looked into this knows it. The Clinton Foundation is where the bodies are buried. And I sincerely hope that we will have ethical, honest, patriotic FBI agents looking into this. And the FBI agents I've known and worked with personally have been ethical and honest and patriotic. And they want to see our country thrive, and they want to do the right thing for the right reasons. I recall the one former FBI employee I had to retrain him. He had been a FBI surveillance operative for the FBI, and he went to work in the private sector, and he had to learn all over again how to do surveillance. So I trained him how we do it in the private sector, and he was able to continue his career as a surveillance operative. But this is it's going to be in the news. It's going to be mainstream news today and tomorrow, probably in the next week. It will fade into the background probably by a week from Monday. It won't be everyday news. But the Speaker Pelosi and Mr. Schumer, Senator Schumer, they'll be able to get the attention of the mainstream media and continue to keep this thing in the news inappropriately. In the meantime, we still have violent climate change, don't we? Of course we do. That has not gone away. The climate is bizarre. It's freakish. Whoever thought that down in Texas they'd get 3 feet of rain in a day or two? Whoever thought that would ever happen? Well, it has, and it will continue to happen. For the following reason, the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010. The Gulf Stream used to, past tense, used to regulate the jet stream. Now, most of our weather is a consequence of two things, energy from the sun and what the jet stream does or does not do. That's what controls most of our weather most of the time. There's three jet streams, by the way, northern hemisphere, equatorial, and southern hemisphere. Now, of course, HARP and other man-made modalities can manipulate some weather some of the time in a regional area. Of course they can, on one hand. On the other, they can't control all weather all the time. They don't have that capability. They can manipulate a storm. They can move a storm around like a shopping cart. They can do that. And Professor McCanny has talked about his observations of that. But most weather, most of the time, is a consequence of the two things I just listed. Energy from the sun and the jet stream. I was talking to a woman just the other day, a massage therapist who comes here to help my wife, and I asked her if she'd watched the film The Day After Tomorrow starring Dennis Quaid. She says, "Yeah, John, I've seen it a couple of times." So I presented her a copy of my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government's Telling You. And I said, "You need to watch it again. And you need to watch my DVD set here." And she agreed to do so. She'll be back here this coming Monday. And hopefully she will have watched my two DVD set, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. The work I did on that DVD, the information there, my presentation, is why I was chosen to be given the Prague Peace Prize, the summer of 2017, because of that work. It's unique work. My foundational work that's proprietary, that nobody else is doing, is locating and debriefing Navy veterans, especially U.S. Navy submarine veterans, about the classified briefings that they attended going back to 1979. My friend Phil from Montana, he wasn't at the briefing, but he sat at the briefing room for the admirals. This is one of the very first briefings in 1979 in New Orleans for flag rank officers. He says, John, admirals don't do Saturday morning briefings. So these guys, they show up, they're smoking cigars, remember it's 1979, slapping each other on the back, telling jokes, and inquiring about each other's wives and families, our grandchildren, as the case may be. These are admirals, remember, guys in their 50s and 60s. And they go into the briefing room, and when they came out, they all looked like their puppy dogs had died. Now, Phil from Montana saw the map on the wall. He was not allowed into the briefing room. They had a guard at the door. But he saw the map. Now, from 1979 to 2009, 30 years, he did not know what that map meant. He didn't. But he found out when he watched my DVD. And he called me up, and he says, John, I watched your DVD. I said, okay, thank you. He says, John, I've seen your map. I said, really? He says, oh, yeah, really. And he told me that story I just told you. This is real. U.S. Navy has very bright men and women who are scientists. Don't fool yourself. The U.S. Navy is not just a bunch of youngsters recruited from your local high school that have spent a career in the U.S. Navy. No, the U.S. Navy is much more than that. They have very bright men and women who are scientists working for the U.S. Navy. And these warnings they give their own people are to be taken very seriously. Pastor Stan Johnson, who runs Prophecy Club out of Topeka, Kansas, he sent me on two nationwide speaking tours. The second one was about this topic. So I'm in Detroit. It's a hotel meeting room, standing room only, three-hour presentation, two 15-minute breaks. Man walks up to me during the first break. He shakes my hand. He says, John, I'm in the insurance industry. He says, myself, my co-workers, we've wondered for years, why are there so many thousands, I repeat, thousands of retired Navy people in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. He says, now we know. Now we know. So this is common knowledge in the United States Navy Submarine Corps. They began the briefings with their flag rank officers in the Navy in 1979. 1985, that's when the Submarine Corps started briefing their people. The Submarine Corps is pretty much its own service. They don't wear the uniforms of the Surface Navy. They don't associate with the Surface Navy. They don't do anything except, in a professional sense, interact with the Surface Navy, Surface Fleet. They stay to themselves their entire career, the officers and the enlisted men both. They think of themselves as the elite service, which they are. The lowest IQ of any person on a submarine is 120. They're very bright, and now, unfortunately, women, very bright, bright men, and now, unfortunately, women. And I say unfortunately because it's considered bad luck within the Submarine Corps to have a woman on board while at sea. It has not been working out too well. Both disappointing and funny. It's inevitable. You put handsome young men together with attractive young women in a tin box under the water for 6 months. You think nothing's going to happen? Yeah, give me a break. You take an aircraft carrier with more than 4,000 handsome young men and handsome young women and put them out to sea for half a year. You're shocked and surprised that these attractive young women come back pregnant. Excuse me. Yeah, that's not wise. I don't want to go down that road too much. The Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is designated as one of the safe havens for the following reason. Distance from major bodies of water, elevation above sea level, relatively short, relatively mild winters, all the water we could ever want, a very homogeneous population, a very low population density, all those things. And I advocate people establish hobby farms. Now, there, my preference, of course, is the Arkansas or the Ozarks. There's probably other places that may very well be safe. On one hand. On the other, the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is designated by the scientists in the U.S. Navy as being one of the known safe havens for the reasons I just outlined. And I help people find hobby farms, sometimes successfully, sometimes not so. But I do help people find hobby farms. If you're interested, just contact me, and I'll see what I can do to help you find a hobby farm. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much.
listening.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 18th. Severe weather in parts of the country. If you're not aware of it in your area, you need to become aware of it. Thunderstorms, flash floods, and so forth. So if you're in one of those areas at risk, be sure you take appropriate precautions. All right. Well, hobby farms, one of my favorite topics. It's not easy. There's going to be some expense involved. I know you have possibly a career and all kinds of obligations where you are. But that doesn't mean you can't get involved with a hobby farm. It doesn't. Hobby farms need two things. They need help, manual labor, and they need money. Possibly you can become associated with an existing hobby farm. Maybe it's somebody you went to school with, someone you go to church with, someone, a relative, whatever it takes. Most hobby farms would gratefully welcome a helping hand on weekends and cash to buy things that they need to operate their hobby farm. The hobby farms I know in my area that my friends run, they need help. Weekend help would be very much appreciated at the hobby farms that I know and I'm associated with, run by friends of mine. So there could be an arrangement worked out to exchange, having a safe haven for your family in exchange for money and or help at the hobby farm. So it's certainly something worth checking out. But tomorrow morning we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio related topics. That's the first hour. Second hour, we'll have my personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, with us. We'll be talking about health-related matters. Next Monday, Sam Andrews will be back from the motorcycle races, and we will have Firearms Monday, as usual, with Sam Andrews. And on Tuesday, of course, we'll have Leon Green with us, the second hour. And for a half an hour, possibly more, can't promise anything, my friend Dr. Ted Brewer. And I kid Ted if he takes a breath, if he's able to talk without breathing, the way he gets his message across. A very fast delivery style on Ted's part. So I'll be watching when this show's over. I'll be watching the press conference from the Attorney General and see what he's got to say. The magic of the modern age. You can watch things after they've taken place. Pretty neat, isn't it? So I want to wish all of you a very fun, happy, productive day. And please do that. So have a... That's it for the day. Your medical supplies, energy, plenty of essential oils. Now what? And fun. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.